Okay, Rabosai, very exciting to start Maseches Kiddushin with everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Beis. Before we get to Kiddushin, just a quick apology for not recording for, I don't know, basically the last 20 or so blot in Maseches Gittin. I had quite the busy trip to see family in Chutz La'aretz, but we are back in Eretz Yisrael now and ready to start the new Masechta with everybody. Kiddushin, a very oft learned Masechta, right, in the yeshivas, lots to say. Obviously, we're going to keep this as our style is. We're going to keep this to a daf yomi type limud, which is, you know, basic gemara pshat with a couple of points here or there. But obviously, a lot to be ma'ayin. If you want to check out some of the svarim that have, you know, like a daf bi'iyun, like the iyun on the daf yomi, right? There's definitely obviously a lot to do. First parak, second parak, right? The Baruch Hashem, these blot are learned by the Olam, right, pretty well, but Baruch Hashem, we're going to get to do it as well ourselves. Okay, so we're here on the Beis Amid Aleph, Ha'isha Nichnes B'Sholosh Drachim, right, as opposed to some of the other Masechtas, right, if you remember, at the end of Gittin, we kind of like got to like the actual Gittin subjects, topics at the end, but Kiddushin dives right into the topic at hand. It doesn't wait around for like, you know, the 8th or 9th parak to get to the topic of marriage. Kiddushin, just, I guess, before we start, we should probably just clarify a couple of phrases that we're going to get to here. Really, only one that we'll talk about right now. Right? In Jewish marriage, there are two stages. There's what's called Kiddushin or Erusin. Those are interchangeable that you know, refer to the first step of marriage. Very loosely and incorrectly translated as engagement. It's not really engagement. There is much more of a seriousness than the engagement that we're familiar with nowadays. It's really the first stage of marriage. Just to explain, if a woman is has erusin or kiddushin, if she is quote unquote engaged in halachic terminology, if she does one of these stages that we're going to talk about in a second, right, and then she cheats on her husband, so she's chayiv misa as if she is an ish ish, as if she is fully married. So right, this is a very serious, right, very first stage of marriage. So that's kiddushin, and then marriage is finished, right, with nisuin, which is the second stage of marriage. Nowadays, we do those together at the chuppah or on the day of the wedding. There's a whole machlokas in terms of what nisuin is. Kiddushin, we'll see as it will be defined for us very shortly. That's just a quick word on the two stages of Kiddushin that we're going to encounter, I guess, Kiddushin right now, but that's obviously the name of our Masechta. All right, anyway, Vayter, enough rambling. Ha'isha niknes b'sholosh drachim v'kones atzma b'shtei drachim. The Mishnah starts off that a woman is acquired in three ways, right, and acquires herself, meaning which means she leaves the marriage, right? Again, these are phrases that refer to how a marriage is conducted. What do you mean a woman is acquired? She's a piece of property, the non-educated would claim, and Judaism is misogynist, etc. It's ridiculous. If they would just read the rest of the Gemara, which we're going to get to today, you'll see exactly why it uses a language of acquisition. It's not that women are property. This is just the halachic lingo that the Gemara uses. Anyway, so a woman is acquired in three ways, and she acquires herself in two ways. Meaning, you can marry a woman, you can do kiddushin in three ways, and she leaves a marriage in two ways. Right? We did that last Masechta, but we'll mention it again. Niknes, a woman is acquired. A woman is married by either kesef, shtar, ubia. Right? Those are the three ways to do kiddushin, the first stage of marriage. But kesef, Beishame omrim bedinar, v'shavet dinar, v'beizel omrim bepruta, v'shavet pruta. How much money do you have to give? So Beishame says it's either a dinar or the equivalent, and Beizel says a pruta, which is obviously much less, and the equivalent as well. V'kame he pruta, and the Mishnah already, as you know, we paskin like Beizel, we only need a pruta, so therefore the Mishnah defines it. How much is a pruta? Echad mishmona be'isar ha'italki, 1/8 of an Italian isar, which was a type of a coin. And that obviously, as Rashi points out, worth 8 prutas, right? Again, you could have done the math, but he does it for you. V'konas asma beget uv misabal, right? We did gittin that we just finished. Baruch Hashem, mazal tov olam asaimim. She acquires herself, she leaves the marriage through a get, and if the husband passes away, rachmana l'tzlan. Hayavama a woman who is, again, we did Yavamas, so a woman who is married to a Yavam, right, if her brother, if her husband passes away without any children, so she could marry the brother. So if she is Niknes B'Bia, she is acquired just through Bia, there's nothing else, that's the halacha, well, the Midrabanan, but straight up Midaraisa, it's just through Bia. The Konas Asma B'Chalitza B'Mitzabal, and B'Mitzay Yavam, and she can either, right, get out of the Zika, the connection to her Yavam, right, either if he does Chalitza, or, right, obviously, if he dies. Okay, so the Gemara is basically going to now analyze for a bit, right, for today, tomorrow, is going to analyze the language and the use of the language in the Mishnah. Just point out, just top Tosos, like to do the first Tosos on the Masechta usually. The one question that the Gemara does not ask is, why does it say Ha'isha, the woman? Tosos points out a couple of places where it says Ha'isha, and then points out in the first daf in Ksuvis, where it says Besula Nisays, and not Ha'besula. Okay, you can check out that Tosos if you want. Right, it says basically that's based on Psukim, right, you can kind of be mind that. Says the Gemara, Ha'isha Niknes, again, it just points out the language is a woman is acquired. So the Gemara says, first of all, the second perek, right, in the Masechta, or if you flip over there, on Daf Mem Aleph, I think. I always forget if it's Mem or Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph, I think. It basically starts off, that second perek is called Ha'ish Mekadesh. I mean, it starts off with the man. The man marries a woman. It talks about Shlichos over there. But the question is, over here, when we're talking about the three ways to marry a woman, why does it say that the woman is married, as opposed to what we used in the second parak, which says a man, right, does the marrying, right? It's just the language of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Tanish Mekadi Mishum, the reason is, the Kaboy the Misni Kesef. Because we wanted to talk about Kesef, we wanted to talk about Kiddushe Kesef, using money for Kiddushin, and the Kesef Minale, and how do you know that you can use Kiddushin, by the way, says the Gemara? The Gemara Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephraim. We have Exer Shava, you have the word Kach by Stei Ephraim, which obviously Avram paid Ephron for a field, 400 shekel kesef, right? The Pasuk says, Rexiv Hachok, and over here, right, by marrying a woman, it says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, when a man a woman, right, when a man takes a woman. Rexiv Hassam, it says, by Ste Ephron, Nasadi Kesef Asada, Kach Mi Meni, right? I gave you money for this field, take it from me. So you have Kach and Kach, you have two Xerishav over there. That's how you know you can use Kesef. Vikicha Ikri Kenyan. And when you acquire something, that's called a Kenyan, right? That's, you acquire something. Right? When you take something with a legal acquisition, that's called a Kenyan. Viksiv, as the Pasuk says, Hasada Shekana Avram, right? Inami Sados Bekesef Yiknu. Okay, Kabbal Psukim that say that a field is acquired, you have to do a Kenyan, right? There's some sort of acquisition there by a field. Therefore, since we're going to talk about Kesef, right, which is learned from the acquisition of the field, right, and fields are bought through a Kenyan, right, Tani Ha'isha Niknes. Therefore, we use that language of a woman, right, is acquired. I just happened to have misspoken. We're going to, that, the question between a man and a woman, right, the focus on the man and woman, right, is what we're going to ask next. This question was, and I apologize for kind of skipping over that, it's been a long trip, was why do we say Niknes here as opposed to Mekadesh, right? In the second parak, we can use the language of Kiddushin. Here, we use the language of a Niknes, that a woman is acquired, so why do we use that? So then Gemara explains, right, that it's because we want to talk about Kesef, and Kesef, right, is involved in Kinyanim. Okay, second line on Bezman. Bezman is Nehasa Ma'ish Kona. Okay, so if you're telling me that the word, the Kinyan, the word, the use of a Kinyan, right, is useful, that's the language we want to use, so why do we start the second parak with Ha'ish Mekadesh? Why don't we say Ha'ish Konen? Skamar says, well, Meikara Tani Lishna Derabanan, so Uvasov Tani Lishna Derabanan, right? We want to start off with the Lashon of Derabaisa, right? That's the Ki Ikach Ish Isha, a man takes a woman, right, with a Kenyan, okay? And therefore we use the language, and the second parak, right, later we use the language of Derabana, right, which Chazal referred to, right, as Kiddushin. Well, my Lishna Derabana, what is this language of Kiddushin? Where do we get it from? Right, it doesn't necessarily say that, right? The Chazal used the language of Kiddushin. What did they see fit? Why did they see fit to use that language? To Asr La Kuli Alma Ke Hektish, because just like when a person makes something Hektish, gives it to the Beis HaMikdash, person is not allowed to derive benefit from it, right? It belongs to Hekdash. So too, when a man marries a woman, she is now usher to everybody else, right? Just like Hektish. Aye, okay, so the Gemara says further, another question. Okay, so why don't we say here, right? Well, now we're asking the question, why do we focus on the woman? Why do we start? Well, why not? You just like in the second paragraph, we focused on the man. Why over here do we focus on the woman? Why don't we say the man acquires? So Mishum Dekaboy the Mishni Seifa, because we wanted to teach the Seifa, the Kona is Asma Bidida. Tana, vidida, right? The second part of the Mishnah, right? How she gets out of a marriage, right? We wanted to use her point of view, so to speak, so that she acquires herself. So we used it in the Reisha as well. So Tainami Reisha vidida. So too, we talked the first part of the Mishnah from the woman's point of view. Ay, v'nisni ha'ish kone umakne. Why? Okay, so the Gemara tries again. So, but still, why couldn't you have said the man acquires and is makne, kind of gives away, not really good translation, but a man allows a woman, or the man kind of gives a woman her freedom, quote unquote, even though I don't like those words, but that's not, and it's a poor translation, but the man affects the kinyan both ways. You could have used the man's point of view and said he marries a woman and he, quote unquote, unmarries a woman. So the Gemara says, Mishum Deika Misa Zabal, because one of the things we're going to mention is that the guy's going to die, right? The Lav Iu Kamakni, and he's not doing the unmarrying, right? Min Shemayim who demaknele. That's from Akash Baruch Hu, so therefore we didn't want to use the man's point of view. Iboy same, another answer. Itani Kona, if you would have said that a man acquires Havamina Afil Bal Korcha, you would have thought that maybe a man can do it Bal Korcha. Ah, he says Tosis over here. Itana Tosis says, what do you mean? The second just should translate, by the way, I apologize. Bal Korcha means against her will. I'm sorry. It is, like I said, at the end of a long trip. So, Itana Kona Havamina Vafil Bal Korcha. Just back in the Gemara for a second, then we'll ask Sitosos. Right? If it would have said that Ish Kona, that a man is able to acquire a woman, you might have thought that he can do it against her will. So, Tana Ha'isha Niknes, therefore, the Mishnah says the woman is acquired, right? Dimi Daita in Shalomi Daita Lo, because it has to be with her consent, right? If she, right, the original consent, right? If she agrees, then great. And if she doesn't, right, then that doesn't work. Just says Tosos, the second paragraph also has that problem. Right? It says Aish Mekadesh, right, the man marries. Right, that also implies, right, the Bal Korcha. So he just basically says, since we already said here that you can't do a Bal Korcha, you can't do it against her will, so we had no issue with that mission over there. Okay. Fine. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to another part of the Mishnah. Umay Iriya Titani Shalosh. Why did we use the language of Shalosh? Shalosh is the masculine, no, other way around, is the feminine use of a number, right? Shalosh and Shlosha, I always get them confused, right? Shlosha usually with a hey at the end is usually feminine, but the for numbers it's reversed for some reason, right? So Shalosh, it says Shalosh Drachim. So why does it say in the feminine, Lisni Shlosha? Why shouldn't it say, right, in the masculine, Shlosha? Why do we care? Well, what's the point of that? So if you look at Tosos, right, Perish Mishum de Kol Torah Kula Lashon Zachar Nemra, because for whatever reason the Torah is written in Lashon Zachar. That's how the Torah is written, with the male pronouns, not pronouns, with the male, I don't even know how to call it, the male verb, the male tense, the male version of Hebrew. Let's put it that way. So why do we have over here specifically, right? Seems a little bit out of place. If you use Shalosh Drachim, that's the feminine version. So why don't we use Shlosha? Mishum Degabay Lamisni Derech, because we wanted to use the word Derech, that a woman is acquired in three ways. V'derech Lashon Nekevahu. And Derech is that is a feminine form. Tichtev, as the Pasuk says, V'adata Lehem is Derech Yelchu Bah. Right, the way that they should take, right? That Moshe is telling Hashem is telling Moshe to tell Bnei Israel how to live their life. The derech yelchu ba, right? Ba is feminine, so the way derech is feminine. Right, that's the ve'ela had tanya ay. But 1 second, the Mishnah says b'shiva drachim bodkenes azov, that we check azov in seven different ways. Just a little background: azov is if someone has an emission. Or Zav, Zava is for a female, for a Zav is a man. So for a Zav, if a Zav has an emission, so we check if there's any reason why he had an emission. For a Zav, if you can say that, maybe he ate too much, or he drank too much, etc. Right? And therefore, he had an emission. So then, the man does not necessarily come tame. That's not true of a woman. A woman, a zava, no, regardless of what the reason is, if she sees an emission, does she become tame right away? So the Mishnah, well, that distinction is going to become important in a second. So the Gemara says, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says b'shiva drachim. There you have the word derech, but you have it in shiva. Right? That's the masculine term. Right? Nisni shiva. Why doesn't it say the feminine term? So the Mishnah answers, basically, the Gemara answers, because we want to use the word derech. V'ashkan derech, dikri lashon zohar. And derech is a male term. Didn't you tell me derech is a female term? Okay, well, the Gemara is going to ask that in a second. Dechtiv, Gemara quotes a pasuk, but derech echad yetsu eilecha v'shiva derechim yanusu lefanecha, right? It's a pasuk in Bechukos, I believe. That or maybe it's in, it's in Dvarim. Okay, so before the Torah, before both Torahs, in Bechukosai and Kisavo, right, there's a bunch of brachos. And if you follow the Torah, so then we get all these brachos. So one of the brachos is that our enemies will come towards us in one way and run away from us in seven ways. So that's what the pasuk says. Mishiva drachim, and it says seven ways, and that's male. Okay, but the Gemara just points out, well, if that's true, kashu kroy adadi, kashu nam masnisan adadi. Well, then you have two conflicting psukim, right? The pasuk of hodat alahem is a derech yelchu ba, right? And then this pasuk of war, baderech echa yitzel elecha. Then you have the mishnayis. You have the mishnayis over here, right, by Zov, or over here by what's it called, by Kiddushin, and over there by Zov, right? Zov seems to imply that a derech is male. So the Gemara says, "Lo kashin." So the Gemara says, "Kray adadi lo kashin." There's no problem with the psukim because Achav the Torah kai the Torah ikri lashon nekeva. The first pasuk which says, "Ve'odat alam esederach el chuba," you should tell Bnei Yisrael which way to live their life, which way to follow. That's talking about keeping the Torah, and Torah is feminine, right? So the word Torah, dechtiv Torah seshem tamima meshivas nafesh, right? So therefore, kasev la b'lashon nekeva. Therefore, it was written right in the feminine. Hasam, but by war, by the case of melchadim melchama kai, right? That's talking about right the b'derech echad yetzei lecha b'shiva derachim yanusu lefanecha. Right, the enemies will run away from us in war. So darko shel ish lasos malacha, vein darko shel ish lasos milchama, excuse me. Right, men do war, not in general, right, and women do not. So therefore, right, it's written in the in the male. So katzav la b'lashon zakah. Therefore, it's written in the male. And masnis nadadi lo kashin. There's no problem with mishnayis. Hagad elagavi isha koi by a woman. Right, katani la b'lashon nekeva. Right, by marrying a woman over here. Right, so therefore, the Mishnah writes in feminine. Hasam over there. By the case of zav delagavi ish koi. Right, that as we said before, that halacha of shiva drachim both zav that you check a zav for seven things. That's specifically by male. Right, that by men. Because by woman, it doesn't matter how a woman became a zava, she just is tummy right away. Right, the darko shalish libadik, vein darko shalish libadik, right? So therefore, you only check men, you don't check women, b'chal. Da isha enami ba'ones mitama, because a woman, even if she has some sort of ones and some sort of accident and whatever reason, sees some sort of emission, and so she is tummy regardless. But a man, you check and see what the reason is, so therefore, tani lashon zach. So therefore, we use the male language. Okay, so darach can be both. And over here, since we're talking about right marrying a woman, we use the feminine term shalosh. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My time atani shalosh mishum drachim." So if the whole reason we're teaching shalosh in the feminine is because of the word drachim, so why are we so hung up on the word derech? Right, nisni dvarim. You should just say a woman is married in three things, three ways, three things. Nisni shlosha, and therefore you could write shlosha in the masculine. So the Gemara says, "Mishum tekabay lemisne bia," because we want to talk about bia, we want to get to bia. Bia ikri derech, and bia is called a derech. Tichtiv as pasuk says, "V'derech gever ba'alma, okay, derech isha mina efes." Right, that talking about adultery, right? And it has the word derech. I ha teinach bia kesev ishtar min ma'ikel meimer. Okay, but that's not the only way to marry a woman, right? So what about kesev ishtar? What about money, right? And ishtar and the contract. The Gemara says mishum bia, right? And because those two are just a way to get to the bia and make it mutter. Okay, v'teni tartu atu chada. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? The Kesef and Shtar are more numerous, right? What you're telling me, we're dragging everything along because of one thing, right? We have two other ways to marry a woman, and they should be koveya. They should tell me what length, what, you know, what feminine or masculine we should use. So Gemara says, no, those also, as I said before, those lead to bia. So that's why we're going to use that as the guiding rule. Vibay Sema, or another way to answer, how many, whose shita is this? Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon's shita, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. Shimon says, why does the Torah say that when a man takes a woman, and you shouldn't write, and the Torah doesn't write that a woman is taken to a man? Because it's a man of, it's the way of the world that a man looks after a woman, right? Tries to find a good wife, and not necessarily the wife looks for, right? Goes out necessarily, right, to find a husband. Mashal Adam, what's the mashal? La Adam Shavdol Aveda, right? So a person loses a lost object. Mikozer al me. Well, who looks for who? Right, Baal Aveda, Machzer al Aveda. So, right, the person who lost an object, right, goes out and looks for the. I lost 50 shekel tonight, so I went to look for my money. My money's not coming to look for me, right? So, yeah, so that's the mashal over here, right? A madam, right, lost a rib. Okay, assuming, you know, however you understand how Kosh Baruch Hu made Chava, so Adam lost a rib, so he goes looking, right, for a helpmate, for an Ezer Kenegdo, because Kosh Baruch Hu took it away from him. Okay, fine. So therefore, we use that the language of the feminine of drachim, because it's the way of a man to go look for or for a wife, and therefore we didn't want to use the word dvarim. Okay, a little bit further. Okay, but one second. Don't we have also that mission of Badzav? Bezayim drachim bodkines azav lisni dvarim. Okay, so if you tell me that derech over here makes sense because it's the way of a man to look for a woman, or according to Rabbi Shimon, or just we're going to try to get to be according to that first opinion, because then that's called a derech. So what about zav? Zav has none of those reasons. So Gemara says, also with the kamash malan, the derka the michla yisera lasuye lidei ziva. That teaches me that it's the way of eating too much that will bring a person to become a zav, right? Vidarka de mishta yisera, and it's the way of drinking too much. Lasuili de ziva will also bring a person to become a zav. So you should be careful, right, of these things, right, that lead, right, to a person perhaps becoming tame, right? Even though zav is not necessarily something you can control, but you can control the actions that may lead, right, to that scenario. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll be there with the line of questioning in the Gemara tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.